You're listening to The Takeaway with John Hockenberry and Adora Udoji from WNYC and PRI, Public Radio International, in collaboration with the BBC World Service, The New York Times, and WGBH Radio Boston.
Good morning, everyone. Well, Congress has trouble figuring out how to change its spending habits, but how do you do?
Oh, this is Paul from Rhode Island. What I do is I ride my bike more.
Give us your tips. What are you cutting from your budget? How are you controlling expenses? Tell us your stories at 877-8-MY-TAKE or mytake@thetakeaway.org. We're all in this together.
We certainly are. And some voters, I mean, we're all in this together. Everyone will be voting 2 weeks from today. But in some states, early voting has started, as we've talked about before. And one of those places is Colorado. Yesterday, voters got their opportunity to start voting. And it could turn out to be a potential swing state after going for Bush in 2000 and 2004. And another installment of Our Counties That Count, Takeaway Political Director Andrea Bernstein has been in Weld County, where voters will be critical in deciding if the state does indeed turn blue. Good morning, Andrea.
Good morning.
So they started voting. You seen any polling stations? Are they busy?
Yes, as a matter of fact, I was at two yesterday in Weld County, which I know I'm in the mountain state, but Weld County is very much prairie, very agricultural, and at times it really smells like it. Also, huge numbers of natural gas wells going in. You can sort of see the machinery dotting the landscape all over Weld County. And these voting centers that I went to had a pretty steady stream of people going in and out of them. Some people had actually gotten ballots by mail and were just bringing them in because they're really long. And it may be the thing that prevents Colorado from voter meltdown this year is having these mail-in ballots that people can fill out at home to avoid the long lines at the polling stations.
Well, it's certainly making that easier than having to line up on Election Day. I mean, clearly there, as everywhere in the United States, the economy must be a big issue. What are they thinking about, and how is that influencing their votes?
Well, it is amazing because usually in an election, there'll be some strong regional issues that will really sort of influence the direction. But the economy was such a big issue, even though this area, Weld County, is pretty prosperous. Not only their agricultural and natural gas jobs, there's a big meatpacking plant, also actually quite a bit of high-tech workers that I met yesterday. Even so, people are feeling very stressed. Lots of small business owners. One person actually asked me for a job while I was interviewing him. We talked, and then he came up and he asked me for a job. It's still a pretty Republican county, Weld County. It has leaned a little bit red in the past elections. There are lots of people that are going with McCain on the experience argument. They are saying, you know, McCain's different. He's not Bush. But here was a guy who introduced himself as George the Plumber. He said he's voting for Obama.
I'm going to be screwed on taxes either way. I'm going to be screwed on medical either way. I'm going to be screwed on employees either way. I think it's just time we get a new generation of politics in there. Get rid of all the old boys and get some young boys in there.
I'm not sure if I would describe at least that sound as someone, one of those very enthusiastic Obama voters.
No, I mean, there were some, as always, I'm looking for undecided voters. One of the things that's really interesting about Colorado is even though there is all this resource extraction going on, sort of Colorado is kind of not where the kind of Texas, Alaska, you know, one of the most sort of appealing things to certain elements of the Republican base has been the drill baby drill line. But even over here where all this oil drilling is going on, there's ambivalence about sort of, you know, unbridled oil drilling. Here's a guy named Rick Rinke. He was over at the Jackson Bar and Grill in Greeley, Colorado, getting ready to watch the Broncos game last night.
If they drill and drill and drill, that's going to take all of our natural resources away. And then what are we going to have? You look at the mining that goes on in Colorado. You got the coal mines.
Uranium.
They want to do that. They wanted to do that uranium mine up by Nunn. Well, you know, where's the health? What is it doing with the health risk?
And that was before the Broncos game? You must have been really depressed after
game.
That.
Yeah. I wasn't quite up that late. What was amazing to me, though, is the number of people that I heard saying to me, Obama's a socialist. And now I know this is a refrain that Sarah Palin's bringing up. She was actually in Larimer County, right next to Weld County. Joe Biden's going to be in Weld County today. They're really contesting it. But there were a lot of people who said, I am not voting for the socialist. Here was a Brad, an investment banker, also in that bar last night in Greeley.
You know, I believe in Republican values, and although McCain's not my ideal candidate, I just can't handle the U.S. going to a socialist country, which I think is where we're headed under an Obama presidency.
So certainly you've found lots of views there in Colorado, but I guess what I'm wondering is, given the fact that Bush won so comfortably in 2000 and in 2004, now the polls show Obama ahead, even though it's within the margin of error, still ahead. So some of those people who voted for Bush must be jumping on the other line. And what are they thinking?
Absolutely. And I met a lot of Bush supporters that were going for Obama, people that said they liked Bush, that they didn't like Kerry. But now they are changing their votes. Here's one of them. He gave himself only the name Mr. Wilson, a retired electronics executive. How recently were you a Republican?
I'm 53, so since I was 18.
So you voted for President Bush?
I hate to admit it, yes.
And how do you feel about the job he's done?
Since you're on a radio show, I'll be very kind. Terrible.
So when Bush said in 2000, I will restore honor and dignity to the White House, so help me God, that appealed to you?
At the time.
Oh, my God. This race is over if people are talking like that. Bush supporters are talking like that, Andrea.
Well, I still am meeting some Democrats who think Obama is not enough of a patriot. They're concerned about what they're calling the American flag issue. So, you know, if I were Obama, I wouldn't be quite counting, you know, his chickens up yet. But I would say that I did run into many more people that had gone Republican to Democrat than the other way in Weld County.
And what about race, Andrea? Colorado is a diverse state. How has that played into the people, or how has that played with the people that you've run into?
Well, it is interesting because, you know, this was not a state that ever had slavery. But the one person that brought it up was a guy named John Gutierrez. He defined himself as a brown redneck, a Mexican of a Mexican descent. And he felt very much like he, who was a McCain supporter, was getting the bad rap on racism.
You criticize Obama, you're perceived as racist in this country. I mean, you go out there and you criticize Michelle Obama, you're perceived as racist in the country. I mean, the polls and everything are coming out already where the pundits are saying that just because the race is tight, America's perceived as a racist country.
Very strong feelings there, Andrea.
Absolutely. I also met a woman who said that she was voting for Obama because he was a different race and the white people had screwed it up.
Andrea Bernstein, thanks so much for that report from Weld County in Colorado, a potential swing state.
Thank you.